from KQED.
The reaction to President Trump's Twitter announcement that he was preventing transgender people from serving in the military was swift and fierce. Let's start with the fierce. San Francisco's Castro District was one of the places where people turned out to protest. About 200 people marched from downtown.
Stand up, fight back!
When trans rights are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When trans rights are under attack.
As for the swift reaction, it came from veterans groups. As KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, tells us.
Response to Trump's tweets came quickly, especially from opponents of the new policy. At LA's LGBT Center, a press conference was called where transgender service members and their supporters described the anger and fear triggered by the president's announcement. Service member Rudy Akbarian said the military has empowered him to be authentic. And when he heard about Trump's tweets, at first, he didn't believe it.
My heart dropped a little bit, you know.
Speaking at the press conference, Akbarian described his reaction as a kind of punch to the gut.
It hurt. So I definitely did have a little emotional, you know, I cried, you know. It was a little painful, and it was very personal. But that's not going to stop me, and it's not going to change my love for this country and the military.
But in San Diego, retired Air Force veteran Larry Kane said Trump did the right thing.
You know, in the battlefield, you're there to kill and break things. And we don't need time out to, I'm having a hormone disorder now. I need time out. The cohesion isn't there.
Kane, who served in Vietnam, says he doesn't much care if transgender personnel work office jobs as long as they're kept off the battlefield.
And it just doesn't work. Too much, not so much resentment as there is skepticism and the perception that you may not be able to count on that conflicted person to be there when you need them.
Not all older veterans shared Kane's criticism. San Franciscan William Reed spent 33 years in the Army and Air Force before he retired 2 years ago. Reed says he doesn't trust Trump's judgment on military issues.
Especially for someone who never served before and doesn't understand how in the military, how you depend on your brother and your sister next to you. And it's irregardless of what that person is, being black, white, Jewish, whatever.
Among California's congressional delegation, House Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called the policy change vile and hateful, while San Diego Republican Duncan Hunter, who serves on the House Armed Services Committee, said the policy would, quote, allow the U.S. military to get back to business. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.